John chapter 9. John 9 gives the account of Jesus healing the blind man by spitting in the dirt, making some mud, and wiping it on the man's eyes. Jesus told him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. When he did so, he was healed. Most of this chapter focuses on the Pharisees asking questions and interrogating the man who was healed. They were very angry because Jesus healed on the Sabbath day. We will again take 2 weeks to cover John chapter 9. One key verse I chose for John chapter 9 is verse 25. The blind man could not answer all of the questions and accusations about Jesus, but said, "I don't know if he is a sinner. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see." We cannot always answer all of people's questions and objections, but we can say with the blind man, "I was blind, but now I see." We can share with people how Jesus changed our lives. They cannot deny the testimony of a person who has been transformed by Jesus. So please continue to follow our simple plan: read, write, share, and listen. I especially want to urge you to share the word regularly with your sharing partner, if possible, 3 to 5 times a week, using some kind of social media, and in person when you can. I am touched and encouraged almost every time I read what a few close friends share with me from the Word each week. Also, please listen to the audio commentary for each section we cover in the Gospel of John. This is available on our website. As we prepare our hearts to hear the Word of the Lord today, I want to share about humility. Our heart attitude largely determines whether we can hear and understand what God is saying to us through His Word. If our hearts are proud, we simply cannot hear or receive what God has for us. 1 Peter 5:5 says, "God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Having a humble heart is a major key to receiving revelation from God. Let's pray. Father, thank you that Jesus humbled Himself and came into this world as a servant. Thank you that He went through the shame of the cross for us. Teach us your humility. May our hearts be humble before you today so that we can hear and receive your words today. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of His word. So let's begin with John in John chapter 9, verses 1 to 5. Why was this man born blind? Verses 1 and 2 and 3, we'll read. "As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?' Jesus answered, 'This man didn't sin, nor did his parents, but that the works of God might be revealed in him.' What was the assumption of the disciples about the man's sickness? How was Jesus' perspective different? Jesus' disciples assumed that the blind man's sickness was caused by someone's sin, either his or his parents' sin. Sickness and death enter the world through the sin of Adam and Eve. It is also true that some sicknesses are a direct result of someone's sin. However, the disciples assumed that the blind man's condition was due to his sin or his parents' sin. In this case, they were wrong. People everywhere have the idea that God is like an angry old man waiting to judge us every time we sin or make a mistake. Japanese say, bachiga ataru. It means, you'll be paid back if you do wrong, or judgment will fall on you if you sin. Thus, many believers, as well as non-believers, live with a sense of fear that they will be judged or paid back when they fail or do something wrong. Jesus' disciples assumed that the man's blindness was the direct result of his sins or his parents' sins. We cannot say that our sins have no consequences, but our thinking should be founded not only on the justice of God, but on the love and mercy of God. God even uses destructive results of sin in the world to demonstrate His grace and forgiveness to people who have failed, which includes all of us. Like the disciples, we are quick to draw conclusions about people. However, their conclusion was based on human thinking. they had not listened to the Father to discern the cause of the man's blindness. However, Jesus did everything through his relationship with his Father. Jesus immediately said, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. This happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him." Jesus discerned the heart of the Father. He did not judge or assume the man's sins caused the illness. Jesus knew right away that this man's blindness happened so that God could display his glory and power through it. We need to keep our hearts and minds open when we see people's problems and difficult situations. The cause may be someone's sin. However, God is always with us, and we should ask, how is the Father at work in this situation? Jesus said in verses 4 and 5, "I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." What was the work of him who sent me? In verse 3, Jesus said, "This man did not sin, nor his parents, but that the works of God might be revealed in him." In verse 4, Jesus said, "I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day." Jesus discerned that the Father was working and would reveal himself by healing this man. This was the work of God for Jesus to do then. What works was Jesus referring to in verse 4 when he said, "As long as it is day, we must work the works of him who sent me"? Let's look again at John chapter 5, 17, 19, and 20, which we covered in some detail during our study of John chapter 5. Verse 17, John 5, 17, Jesus said, "My Father is always at work, I too am working." Verse 19, "The Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son does also. The Father loves the Son and shows him everything he does." Jesus was talking about doing the works of his Father. Jesus said many times that the works he did were from the Father. He only did what the Father told him to do and say. Today, people face many difficult situations and ask the same question the disciples asked. Why did this happen? Why was our child born blind? Or why was our child born with a physical or mental disorder? Why did my mother get cancer? Why was my friend killed in an accident? There are so many why questions that we cannot answer. Sickness, pain, suffering, and death entered the world through sin. However, God demonstrates his love and mercy to mankind through man's sin and through the destructive results of sin. This does not mean everyone will be healed. However, often we experience God's love and mercy by going through pain and suffering in faith. We cannot always explain the why of these situations. However, the main point to remember from this story is found in the words of Jesus. This happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. Jesus came into the world to redeem us from sin. He came to set us free from sin's penalty and from sin's power. And Jesus came to reverse the curse of sin. In other words, Jesus came to set us free from all the destructive results that sin brought. Not everyone will be physically healed. However, every difficult situation like this man who had been born blind is an opportunity for the works of God to be displayed. What are the works that God desires to do through you? Jesus talked about the works we are to do in John 14:12. He said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father." How will God's works be displayed? Jesus said, "We must work the works of him who sent me." Jesus modeled doing the works of the Father so that we could also do the works of God. The key is to live in love relationship with him. He does the work through us as we walk with him and listen to him and obey him. Verse 4, John 9, verse 4 and 5, "Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When Jesus said, "Night is coming when no one can work," He was most likely talking about the cross. He was in the world. When he was in the world, he was the light of the world. That light was extinguished for a moment when Jesus died and was buried. Jesus rose from the grave and is still the light of the world today. However, now he shines his light and does his works through us, the body of Christ. Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Now let's move on to section John 9:6-12. Jesus heals the blind man. Verse 6, when he had said this, he spat on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and anointed the man's eyes with mud, and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. He went away, washed, and came back seeing. So why do you think Jesus healed the blind man by making mud from spit? Jesus was led by the Father. The mud didn't heal the man. The Father healed him. Jesus listened to his Father and did what the Father told him to do. Jesus spit in the dirt, wiped some mud on the man's eyes, and then told him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. I think it is important to note that Jesus seldom followed the same method in healing. Sometimes people today think they can heal people if they use the right method. They think if people observe the right formula, everyone they pray for will be healed. It is not the formula, but God. Only God can heal people. When the blind man washed in the pool of Siloam, he was healed and he could see. Let's read what happened when he returned home, beginning with verse 8. The neighbors, therefore, and those who saw that he was blind before said, "Isn't this he who sat and begged?" Others saying, "It is he." Still others were saying, "It looks like him." He said, "I am he." They therefore were asking him, "How were your eyes opened?" He answered, "A man called Jesus made mud, anointed my eyes, and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went away and washed and received sight." Then they asked him, "Where is he?" And he said, "I don't know." When a healing like this happens, there's quite a commotion. People in the neighborhood where this man lived were asking questions and saying many things. Some saw him after he had been healed and said, "Is him?" Others said, "No, it just looks like the man who was here who sat begging." And when they asked the blind man how he was healed, he explained that a person called Jesus put mud on his eyes and told him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. And then they asked, "Where is he?" And the man said, "I don't know." He did his best to answer their questions, but apart from the supernatural, his healing could not be explained in human logic. People often ask question after question when God does something that they cannot explain because they don't want to admit the possibility that God is real. I once saw a blind man healed. It was in Mongolia at a gathering of pastors and leaders. This pastor had gone blind 2 or 3 months before this event. He was middle-aged and could not imagine remaining alive and learning to live without sight. He was so discouraged. One night after the meeting, everyone gathered on the third floor of the building and began to pray for him. I had to go to the bathroom, so I went down to the first floor to my room. I returned a few minutes later and kneeled in front of this man. People were still praying for him. I did not close my eyes, but looked at him and prayed silently. I can't even remember the words I prayed. After a few minutes, this man who had gone blind said, "There is Jim." He could see, and obviously he was very happy. I have no claim on being a faith healer. However, I know that God can heal anyone. I do pray in faith and ask God for healing because I know God is a good father who gives good gifts to his children. When I pray, I want to ask the Lord how he is working and discern what he is trying to do. It is his work. We do his works by living in love relationship with him, by believing him, and by following his leading. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, that you display your love and mercy and power through the problems, our problems and difficulties. Give us a heart to discern how you are working in people's lives and in their problems. Teach us to do the works you have given us to do. In Christ's name, amen.